Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
You know, you always want, at least I do, want everything to be like clean, cut, perfectly, you know, organized, and everything works and whatever else. And life's just not that way. It's not like this was a 90-man roster countdown. And then you got the international player exemption, which turned to 91-player countdown, which is awesome. But then there's also transactions that take place after we finished ranking 1 through 91 and putting our whole list together. And let me see how many pages. 192-page Google Doc with all our information on it. There's still transactions that take place. And for those that have been, you know, watching this entire breakdown series, you're going to notice there's going to be 92 shows because we did a show. A player got cut and replaced by Logan Thomas, a veteran tight end, comes in number 44. Now, I do have to, again, little peek behind the curtain here. Logan Thomas wasn't on our ballot, and I perhaps ambiguously just placed him where I thought he deserved to fit, which was right behind number 43, Eric Salbert, the other tight end, the number two tight end, in my opinion. And I got, you know, two tight end twos, if that makes sense. Because you got Eric Salbert, who's going to be special teams, run blocking tight end, that Charlie Warner role. And now you got Logan Thomas. I don't want to say the Ross Dwelly role. We really haven't had a guy like Logan Thomas. And the receiving threat, huge. Dude's gigantic. 6'6", 250. And yeah, he's old. He's 32 years old. But coming off his second best season as a pro at age 31, now he's going to be 32 this year. I think there's still some gas in the tank. And maybe even what's best for Logan Thomas is he doesn't have to do what he was doing for Washington. He gets to come in and not be the tight end one and log 700-plus snaps and whatever else like he has been the last few years. No. You come in and you are a slot wide receiver, basically, in two tight end sets that can provide a little bit extra blocking. But more importantly, you bring in the pass catching advantage of a tight end two that we really haven't had since another Washington guy we took, Jordan Reed. Didn't really get to ever see him and Kittle on the field at the same time, really. So that stinks. But Logan Thomas, fun player, vet player. Shout out to Josh for helping expedite this episode and being the producer. And, you know, let's just look at the metrics, okay? Again, you got to remember he's 32. This dude was drafted back in 2014. Long time ago. Yeah. Here's what's crazy. If you look at the guys that were drafted the same round and year as Logan Thomas, fourth round, he went 120 overall. In 2014, Arizona Cardinals drafted him. We drafted in that same round Bruce Ellington and Dante Johnson. He was drafted the same year as the Barnacle. And you want to stick with that, Cassius Marsh, you know, NFC West, all NFC West. I think he played for every damn team. He was drafted that same round, too. So you're talking the Barnacle, Bruce Ellington, Cassius Marsh. I mean, that's how long Logan Thomas has been around. And he's had a crazy career path. But you look at the athletic profile, which is still there. 6'6", 250, that don't change. 34-inch arms, that don't change. Now, perhaps the speed does. He ran a 4.61 in the combine over a decade ago. He's definitely not running that now. 7.053 cone, not doing that now. 9.10 broad jump, not doing that now. But he's got the savviness. You look at the comps whenever you put in his information. Austin Hooper, yeah, that's a shithead guy. Josh Oliver very much fits the mold, and he's going into his 11th season. Now, let's go to Kyle Shanahan just real quick. He talked about why Logan Thomas and how he felt about the signing and the role that he can have with the 49ers this year.
I really wanted to just up the competition there with the group and get a guy in there who's had success in this league in the run and pass game, who's been on a few teams and done it before. You know, we like our group and there's some competition there, but having the opportunity at this point in the season to be able to add a veteran like Logan with his skill set and be able to get him in here to come compete and him being ready for it was something we were kind of pumped to pull off at this time. And we're just going to have him watch this week because he just got here today, and we'll give him a chance to come in and training camp and compete with those guys.
So you've got the vet, right? He's going into his 11th season. That's incredible. By far the most experienced player in that tight end room, which is saying a lot with George Kittle. George Kittle's the guy. That's never going to be in question as long as he's here. But let's look at the journey that Logan Thomas has been through. Lynchburg, Virginia, played at Virginia Tech, went to Brookville High School, was a zero-star recruit, which is crazy to me, with somebody from that size. You know, at high school, played quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, defensive back, played it all. Track and field was a stud, you know, 14.9 in the 110 hurdles, 41 almost flat the 300 hurdles, high jump 6 foot, discus 48 meters, like did a lot. One long jump at the 2009 Seminole District Outdoor Track and Field Championship. I mean, this dude's a freak. Leads Virginia Tech all time whenever he was finished, all time passing yards and touchdowns. All time. Dude was just a gigantic quarterback freak, all ACC, dual threat, whatever else. And whenever he got drafted, it was as a quarterback. Now you look at the quarterbacks that were taken. He was the sixth quarterback taken in 2014. Listen to these names. Ah, I love this. Blake Bortles, Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater, Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo. He was drafted the same year as Jimmy G as a quarterback. Now, transitioned out of the quarterback phase into tight end and really worked out well. I really thought, but that transition didn't take place until 2016 with the Lions. He's got 5 kids, so respect there. And he's got more receptions in the last 8 games. He had 21 catches just in the last 8 games last season than all 49ers tight end twos all the way back since 2021. All of them. Like, yeah, okay, cool. Somebody wants to say how old he is. Well, guess what? Just last season, he had 55 catches in the 2023 season. That's more than Ross Dwelly and Charlie Warner combined for their entire careers. Shout out to Tony Farmer for that one. That was last year. So now, is he going to have 55 catches with the Niners? No, he's not. No, God no. But he doesn't have to. If he has 20 catches with the Niners, that is a win. It's just an added element that is out there, a depth piece that can help Brock Purdy just having quick outlet passes. And a lot of what Logan Thomas said, you know, we did a full breakdown, film breakdown last year of him. It's up on the 49ersrush.com in our Patreon channel. You want to go check it out. Go down to player breakdowns. You'll see Logan Thomas there. I mean, he's a basketball outlet, power forward type guy. He's not out there running amazing routes or whatever, but when you're 6'6", 250, you don't have to be. Look at Travis Kelce. He's at that stage in his career where he just finds a soft spot in the zone, posts up, and is a big target for the quarterback. It's literally run 6 yards, turn around, point your numbers at the quarterback, and let him hit you. Now, he can move better than what I was expecting, but he's going to be that tight end 2B, the receiving option to Eric Sauber, who's going to be the tight end 2A for the run blocking stuff. Now, you know, just look at where he lined up. 80% of Logan Thomason's snaps last year were out wide, split out, big slot. Now, teams, once he comes in, they have to respect that as a tight end because he can block. It's not like he's a bad blocker. Last year, he had a 60.2 PFF run blocking grade. He had a 73.9 pass blocking grade. So, yeah, he's that receiving option, but 6'6", 250, he chips a lot, which I really, really like. And I hope we do that a little bit more this year to help our tackles out, help Colton McKivitz out. Just chip, let Colton McKivitz get into position, then release on a route. If he just did that, I would like this signing. I really, really would. Again, we talked about the veteran options, all that stuff. 3,508 career offensive snaps, 525 special teams. He only had one special team snap last year. I doubt he'll be out there in a lot of that. I just don't see it. But again, look at where he lines up just last year, okay? 241 snaps in line. That's with his hand on the, you know, dirt and all that stuff. Traditional tight end. 331 as a slot wide receiver and 135 out wide. The versatility, that's huge. 80% of his routes were from the slot. That's from Jeff Denny from PFF. Now, let's just look at where his best grades receiving were, okay? Behind the line of scrimmage, last year, he received a 51.2 grade. Not great. Short yardage, that's 0 to 9 yards. 85.5 grade. That's all I want him to do. That's it. Go out, post up, 7 yards, turn around, look at Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy doesn't have an outlet, check it down. He's a first down machine. Now, medium was his best grade. That's awesome. I think that's extra gravy. That 10 to 19 yards. Air yards, 94.6. That's crazy to me. Drags, deep routes, digs, in cutters, out routes, all those different things. Flood routes, Y leaks. He could do those. That's not why I want him. That's just extra. But had a 94.6 grade in those medium. 20-plus, he had an 86.5. I want those short outlet passes. I want him to chip block. Boom. Just give a little nudge to the defensive end. Turn around, post up. That's it. That's all I want him to do. You're Carl Malone for us, buddy. That's all you're doing. Anyway, now, we talked about him being drafted in the fourth round, 2014. Let's go through his college or NFL career. He was with the Cardinals for 2014. They moved on. They only saw him as a quarterback. Goes to Miami, 2015. They only saw him as a quarterback. Goes to the Giants, 2016. They only saw him as a quarterback. Then gets picked up, again, same year, by the Lions in 2016. That's where the conversion to tight end happens. Okay, didn't really catch much with the Lions, but that's where the transition happened. Goes to Buffalo, 2016, 2017, 2018. Then back to Detroit 2019, and then 4 years with Washington. That's where the majority of his production came from. And was even a team captain for the Commanders. The veteran presence, and he put up. He had 2 great years with Washington. He was there for 4 years, 2 great years, 2 kind of injury-riddled years. You look at his NFL career, 219 receptions. That doesn't translate to an 11-year career, but remember, the transition from quarterback to tight end took 4 years. 2,000-plus receiving yards, 9.1 yards per catch, good, 16 career touchdowns. That's huge, but now you divide that out by 10 years, and you're like, ooh, that's not good. But look at last year, 55 catches on 78 targets. Awesome. 496 yards, good. That's 9 yards per catch. 4 touchdowns, 3 drops. More touchdowns than drops. The drop number is a little concerning, but he was on a terrible team. Terrible team. Sam Howell was awful. Injuries, yep, they're there. 2021, tore his ACL. 2022, missed 2 games because of a calf strain. 2023, missed 2 games because of a concussion. Again, you're not reliant upon him. He's a depth piece that can get you in some fun situations. Because, again, whenever him and George Kittle are out there, that's 12 personnel. You got CMC, 1 running back, 2 tight ends, Kittle and Logan Thomas. They're going to keep a linebacker out there. They're going to be in a traditional 4-3 set. That means a linebacker has to cover him or a linebacker has to cover Kittle. Maybe even both. Because you're going to put a safety probably on CMC. What are you going to do? That's the thing that's huge. Now, look at his snap counts. 2022, he had 680 snaps. Charlie Warner for us that same year, 215, 3 times. All right, 2023. Logan Thomas, 732 snaps. That's a lot. Charlie Warner last year for us, 349, twice as many snaps. He doesn't have to do that here. If he takes 300 snaps, I would be happy. I would be very happy. Now, I have a whole page of transactions I'm not going to go through. I think this dude had, he's probably got about 80-plus transactions in his life. Now, he signed with the 49ers, last person to sign with us. 1 year deal, $1.2 million. Not much. $300,000 guaranteed. He's at $27.4 million career earnings. Love that, man. Get that money. I love to see people make money. So not a huge deal, not a huge guarantee, but he's making this roster. He understands he gets to come in, chill, and let's be honest. The dude was on the bench for 3-4 years of his career. He's going into year 11, but really he's only played 5 or 6. Started 57 games in his career, including 15 last year. Played in 94 career games. Now, best case, he becomes the clear number 2 tight end. It is out there. 400, 500 snaps. That's best case for him. I don't think that's likely. I think 200 to 300 snaps, much more sense. Now, the 49ers keep 2 to 4 tight ends. George Kittle's a lock. I think Eric Sauber is a lock. Logan Thomas a little bit behind him. I got him as my tight end 3. But like I said, I got Logan Thomas 44. I got Eric Sauber 43, back to back. They kind of combine to be the perfect tight end 2. Then after that, you got Braden Willis. That dude is getting snaps in the Super Bowl. I think they're going to keep him, especially because of what he does on special teams. Now we got Cameron Latu behind that. Good Lord. What happens there? You move on from that dude? Does he rebound? He's not even practicing yet. Training camp's right around the corner. Is he going to be healthy enough to even be out there at that time? Jake Tonjes? Fun player, can kind of do it all. I think he's more of a practice squad guy. And Mason Plyne, undrafted free agent. That dude, I love Mason Plyne. But he is a converted basketball player that is still a couple years out. If you want to keep up with Mason Plyne, that's awesome. But he's going to be on the practice squad for a year or two before he gets that chance. So the real competition is kind of this Logan Thomas, Braden Willis, Cameron Latu. Those three guys. Might be able to keep two. One of them is going to be the odd man out. We'll see. Maybe they hide Cameron Latu on the injury thing again. I don't know. Now, again, I'm not saying he went injured because he's still not practicing. He's still injured. But that dude was not making this roster last year. And I doubt he's going to make it over Logan Thomas because you're hoping Cameron Latu would be what Logan Thomas is. Logan Thomas already is that. If Cameron Latu has showed you anything, you don't bring in Logan Thomas. But Cameron Latu has showed you absolutely nothing. Therefore, Logan Thomas is now here, the veteran option. Not what you plan for, not what you hope for, but it's what you got. And you heard Shanahan earlier. He's going to contribute. And I think that he provides an element we have not seen from the tight end two in a long time. So it's going to be fun. Excited to have him. And, you know, he's making this team. And he's going to provide some nice veteran leadership. The Niners have shifted dramatically in this, look, we're going with these young pups with high upside as our backups to, man, we want veterans all the way through this roster. It's championship time now. Now. Yeah, Braden Willis might eke in as a tight end four or Cameron Latu. Tight end two and three, Eric Saubert, Logan Thomas, vet. Both of them. Young pups, your time's coming. It ain't this season. It ain't 2024. So Logan Thomas, go out there, make us proud, excited to have him. And for us, you know it. We'll just keep counting them down. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea, you want to help dogs' health, you got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you, Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on our old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadlandsRanch. ranch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order and a 90-day money back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful. The 49ers team kind of completely carried over from 2023 season to 2024, which is a great thing whenever you have one of the best rosters in the NFL. To return as much as you possibly can, that is paramount. 11 out of 11 starters all back on the offensive side, and you got one of the best offenses in the history of the NFL, so that's huge. Now, there was turnover, backup roles, all that stuff. And one of the mainstays for the 49ers has been the tight end 2 and the tight end 3 with Roz Dwelly and Charlie Warner. And those two guys are gone. And so now we're sitting here at number 43 on the 2024 roster countdown. And we get a new tight end 2, Eric Saubert. Fun player from Drake, of all places. Comes at number 43 and there's a lot of parallels between him and the 49ers offense, and kind of this is somebody that Shanahan has known about for a long time. We'll detail that. This is somebody that I think George Kittle's known about for a long time. We'll detail some of that, and we'll even hear from Kittle talk about Eric and what he can bring to this team. So he's a tight end, and I think that he's going to kind of take over that Charlie Warner role. He's a bigger dude, 6'5", 253. You mentor in his player comps. Listen to these names. Josh Oliver, 87%. Eric Ebron, 83%. Rob Gronkowski, 81%. Now, he's not as big as Rob, but he's pretty dang big. This is a big tight end, much bigger than Charlie Warner, much bigger than Roz Dwelly. He's got some size, 33.5-inch arms. Now, he is 30 years old. He's long in the tooth. Ran a 4.6940, 7.33 cone, 33 vert, 121 broad, 22 bench press reps. This dude, he's a big, tough dude. Now, Josh Oliver and Eric Ebron, much more receiving threat options. That's not really what Eric brings to the table. Yeah, he could do that, but Logan Thomas is probably going to be that role. That tight end 2B, right, that's going to handle a little bit more of the receiving options. I think Eric Saubert, he's going to be much more of your special team stud, over 1,400 career special team snaps in his career, entering into his eighth season. He's a fun player. Now, you kind of go back and you look at what he was able to accomplish. Again, Drake, Chicago area, that's where he grew up. Two-year football letter winner at Hoffman Estates, you know, and he was all, you know, received a lot of awards, all conference, all area as a senior, top five player in the metropolitan, you know, area, two-time letter winner in basketball, A honor roll, outstanding service award winner from Hoffman Estates High School, all the things that you want to hear. Then he goes to Drake. You don't get a lot of football players from Drake. Let's just be very honest. Was a science major, recipient of the Drake Presidential Scholarship, so academics, check. And, you know, his first year, redshirted, took some time, but then his second year, or his true freshman year, 2013, all PFL, you know, second team, all that stuff. Then 2014, plays in 8 games, all PFL honors again, 32 catches, 2 touchdowns. He can receive the ball. He can move with the ball in his hands. 2015, again, he made the All-American team for, again, the football championship subdivision. It's all changed names since then. A 506 receiving yards, 6 touchdowns. And then he goes out and gets 10 receiving touchdowns in his last year in college. Now, his family, incredible. You know, they're very active. Mom's a physical therapist. Dad runs a design studio in the Chicago area. His brother is an actor fight choreographer. Been on Chicago PD as recently as this year. Sister was a women's rower, and she was a part of the American Collegiate Rowing Association's first team All-American boat, which is pretty cool. And so, yeah, you've got the base, the foundation, the academics, the size. He's got all those things. He's just not shiny, right? Like, this is a fifth-round pick back in 2017, drafted by the Falcons. Guess what? I guarantee I would bet the farm that Kyle Shanahan helped build that big board, and they liked it. You remember when Shanahan left, Steve Sarkisian took over and kind of implemented a faux Shanahan offense and adapted some of his tendencies into it. And, Texas still running that offense, and Shanahan's helping them. There's so many carryovers. Now, he was drafted 20 spots behind George Kittle in that fifth round. So it goes Kittle, then it goes Eric Saubert, and then just a couple spots later, Trent Taylor. And now all three of them on the same team, which is pretty cool. Now, let's hear from Kittle talk about the addition of Eric Saubert to the 49ers.
An Eric Saubert guy from my draft class. You know, he's played a lot of football, so I know that's helpful. He does it the right way, works really hard. So that's kind of nice to see, too. He's got a really, really solid player. And then
and I'll say this. You look at that fifth round, there's some other, I don't want to say notable 49ers, but there's some other 49ers. Jerry McNichols, who's been on and off 49ers practice squads for a while. Brian Allen. Yeah, that defensive back, Brian. You remember that Miami game when Akello Witherspoon couldn't go late and Brian Allen got torched by Fitzpatrick? That Brian Allen. Brian Hill, the running back, who was on and off the 49ers. And so it's just interesting. You look back to, you know, a year, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan had scouted the hell out of that 2017 draft, except for quarterbacks. And, man, a lot of them have been on this 49ers team. Now, back to Eric Saubert. Played in 84 career games, 36 receptions, 292 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's not a receptions guy. You're thinking much more Charlie Warner, but maybe a little bit more. I mean, he's got more receptions, obviously. He's played longer than Charlie Warner does, but maybe it's just a tick more in the receiving game, but that's not why he's being brought in. Now, you go through his career. Rookie year in Atlanta, 14 game played. Second year in Atlanta, 2018, 16 games played, 1 start. Chicago, 2019, 2 games played. Jacksonville, 2020, 8 games played. Then he kind of found his own with Denver in 2021 and 2022. 34 career games played in back-to-back years. Last year, bounced around a little bit, was with Dallas for 1 game, Houston for 9 games, 1 start, and that is paramount because Bobby Slowick is the new DC down in Houston. So Eric Saubert's got our terminology, a lot of the same concepts down. That's huge. And, you know, I don't think that the 49ers went out and their plan was, look, Eric Saubert's going to be our number 2 tight end. I don't think that was the plan. I think they wanted Eric Saubert to compete for that number 3, 4 spot but you had to miss tight end with the dude in Detroit. The draft didn't go the way you wanted to. So eventually you have to bring in Logan Thomas. Cameron Lotu still not practicing. It's probably not the most ideal tight end 2 and 3 in the league, but the addition of Logan Thomas definitely bumps that floor up. And let's just understand, this room goes as far as George Kittle will take it. Can Sauber be the special teams glue piece in the run game that Charlie Warner was? I think he can. He's got a lot more experience. Special teams-wise, 1,400, more than 1,400 career special team snaps. That is paramount. Now, while he is playing, 52% of his snaps are run blocking, which that's huge. You know, the NFL is a passing league, so whenever you're out there for all these run blocking snaps, that's huge. 8% pass blocking, 40% routes. If you just break down his 100%, what that looks like. And now he's going to join the 49ers, most run-heavy football team in the NFL, or at least one of them. And I really do see Eric Saubert as that Warner, Charlie Warner role. Logan Thomas will be more of the Dwelly role with a little more upside. To compare Ross Dwelly and Logan Thomas is not fair to Ross Dwelly, and I love Dwelly, but a little bit of a difference. Now, again, one of my favorite things about him, this dude has missed one game his entire career, once. And that was back in 2017, his rookie year. He had a high back strain, which is scary for a rookie. Missed week 13 in 2017. Hasn't missed a game since. He had a thigh strain in 2022. Didn't miss a game. Then he had a knee sprain in 2022. Didn't miss a game. Played through both of those. So that is huge. You want these guys that are dependable and you can count on. This guy you can count on. Does he have a ceiling? Hey, it's low. Does he have a floor? It's high. Right? So, like, you know what you're getting. This is a single, you know, this is a 7-iron off the tee. I'm going to put this right down the fairway. I know exactly what I'm getting. He's played in the system. Is he making a Pro Bowl? Is he going to be on any highlight reels? Probably not. That's not really what he is. But it's these type of glue guys that make the 53. We got a 43. He's making this roster. You look at his contract, 1 year, $1.3 million, $471,000 guaranteed. Not a huge contract. Logan Thomas got a better deal. But that blocking role, even if you look behind, let's look at the depth chart, which real quick, Eric Saubert's made $6 million in his career. Not a lot, but that dude's grinding it out, and I freaking love it. $6 million, this is a lot of money. Played, you know, 17 starts in his career, 84 games played. Now, you look at the depth chart. The Niners don't have another Saubert. They really, really don't. Cameron Lotu and Logan Thomas, those are your receiving guys. Braden Willis is kind of your jack of all trades, whatever. But your big blocker, that's Eric Saubert. You don't have another one. Jake Tonjes, maybe. Mason Plyne, he's going to fit into the Logan Thomas, you know, Cameron Lotu, whatever. Then you got George Kittle, which is, you know, master of all. So your locks, I've got Eric Saubert as a lock. I really, unless the Niners go out and address and bring in a big blocking tight end, you've got to have this role. Braden Willis, who I love, the rookie last year, seventh round pick, got snaps in the Super Bowl, but he's a good blocker, and he's an effort blocker, but he's not near the size of Eric Saubert. He really isn't. So I think Kittle, Saubert, Logan Thomas, those guys, they're making the roster. I think Braden Willis will beat out Cameron Lotu again. Maybe not. Hopefully Cameron Lotu comes on and cooks. But if he does, that doesn't affect Eric Saubert. Because again, Cameron Lotu's the worst blocker on the team. At least if you look at his college tape, and if you look at what he did in training camp last year, dead last. Dead last in both blocking and receiving, but the receiving upside's there. I mean, dude broke the record for most touchdowns at Alabama for a tight end ever. That plays, right? Can he live up to that coming off an injury and he hasn't participated in minicamp? I don't know. Cameron Lotu is just a huge question mark right now. But Eric Saubert is not threatened by him because they're two completely different type of tight ends. That's why I think he's going to play. That's why I think he's going to get a lot of meaningful snaps. And again, you got to ask yourself, how many times did you see Charlie Warner out there last year? Yeah, not a lot, but a lot of those huge runs, you see Charlie Warner, especially in the red zone. That's where short yardage red zone. You see big runs. Charlie Warner was in front of all of that. It just kind of like slightly off stage. Like you don't really notice him. I think that's what Eric Sauber is going to be for us this year. So excited to have him. Hopefully he goes out there, locks up his spot. It's nice to have somebody that plays through injury, has the experience, has the big body, has the physicality, intelligence as well. And so just shore up that tight end two spot, which, again, didn't go to play for the 49ers, but happy to have this guy. And for us, we'll just keep counting him down.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com. Sign up. Join the community. And plus, we got a 7-day free trial. So everybody kind of knows what each team has. Yeah, there's always ups and downs and all those things. But the quickest way to derail and just totally throw off all expectations is when your starting quarterback gets hurt. I could think of nothing outside of your starting quarterback getting hurt that just said, well, here we go. it's the 2020 season. You know what I mean? Like, this is just what we're going to do now. Now, obviously, the 49ers of 2020, it was more than just the quarterback that got hurt, but it was just everybody got hurt. It was terrible. It's what it was. Well, coming in at number 42 on our countdown is the backup quarterback, Joshua Dobbs, newly addition, free agent quarterback that played with several teams in the past few years. We'll detail that. Amazing off-the-field academic. His nickname is the Pastronaut, right? He's literally a rocket scientist. Fun story. But whenever I talk about quarterbacks, I always go back to this quote by Charlie Casserly. And if you don't know who Charlie Casserly is, he was a longtime general manager with the Washington Redskins back in the day. Then he was the first general manager, I believe the first general manager, of the Houston Texans. Was there for a long time, and he was the general manager while Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator there. And he always had this quote, right? The most important position, he's an East Coast guy, is the starting quarterback. The second most important player on your team is the backup quarterback. And the third most, that's right, the number three quarterback. And Kyle Shanahan worked under this dude. And I think, obviously, it's a little hyperbolic and whatever else. But the backup quarterback role is so important. And Kyle Shanahan has lived through his share of quarterback injuries, whether you go through all the Jimmy Garoppolo ones, you go through C.J. Beathard playing through injuries, Nick Mullins, he had the elbow issue, to Brock Purdy, to Trey Lance. I mean, good Lord. You remember for a long time it was Kyle Shanahan can't protect quarterbacks. Well, Brock Purdy played through 20 games last year, suffered no injuries, got a stinger once or twice, I think, but relatively beyond healthy as far as today's NFL goes. And so we even have the Shanahan quarterback rule where the third quarterback is now activated as an emergency quarterback because of Kyle Shanahan and because of Brock Purdy. I don't know if I pulled 149ers fans and said, will Joshua Dobbs play any snaps this year? I think 99 out of 100 would say, yeah, probably. Even Sam Darnold played last year whenever Brock was healthy. So Josh Dobbs comes in 42 on our list and very wide margin. And our 4-1 through 91 polls on most important player for this season, his high was 37 and his lowest was 53. So, yeah, I mean, that's 16-spot difference there. He comes in 42 for us, and shout-out to my main man, Josh, the executive producer of this show. Now, Joshua Dobbs going to wear jersey number 5, Trey Lance. I get to break out the old Trey Lance jerseys that I still have. Last year, they became Randy Gregory jerseys. I just duct-taped over it. I don't know. If Brock gets hurt, maybe I pull one out. But seeing number 5 kind of hits just a little bit. I love the jersey number 5. I love the numerical look. I love Jeff Garcia. I mean, there's just it's a cool jersey. It really, really is. And he's a big dude. He's the biggest quarterback we have by a considerable margin, 6'3", 216. He's light, but he's big. 32 and 5/8 inch arms, 29 years old. He is the vet of the group for sure. Ran a 4.64 40-yard dash, really good. That's the top 83 percentile of NFL quarterbacks, 1.56 10-yard split. His 3-cone, that's probably his number one measure. He's shifty. It's tough to get your hands on him. He ran a 6.75 3-cone. That's top 95 percentile of NFL quarterbacks. Like, he is change of direction, quick, quick, quick. 33-inch vertical, 10.2 broad jump, top 92 percentile there. Explosive lower body, speed, intelligence up top, quick release. That's what he is. Now, you plug in all of his metrics into mockdraftable.com. Listen to these comps. Deshaun Watson, that's his number one, 84 percentile. Easton Stick, man, how many Trey Lance references are we going to get this episode? And Geno Smith, 78%. So those are kind of there is a NFL mold that exists that Joshua Dobbs belongs to. And probably one of the late ones I wanted to put in there. I took it out, but now I'm like, man, I probably should. Donovan McNabb, not as thick as he is, but as far as the athletic workouts, very, very similar. So he's going into his 8th season. He's from Alpharetta, Georgia. And like we said, you know, went to Tennessee and was a teammate for a long time with Juwan Jennings, which is so cool. They even have the famous Hail Mary down in Tennessee. You just type in Tennessee Hail Mary. It's the first thing that pulls up. You know, Alpharetta, Georgia kid, was an aerospace engineer major, 3-star recruit by ESPN, 4-star recruit by scout.com. And you know, he's just such a fun human. I always refer to these guys as kids because they're all young. Whenever I start learning about them, we started doing our full draft write-ups in 2016. 2017 was my second year, and he was my last quarterback graded. I graded 7 quarterbacks that year. He was 7 of 7. I had him just ahead of Davis Webb. 10 quarterbacks were drafted the year he was. 6 are left, including C.J. Beathard. Same draft class. Or you could, if you want to cry, you could say it's the same draft class as Patrick Mahomes, which is also accurate. That is true. Now, his parents, pretty cool. Stephanie and Robert Dobbs. Mom retired from UPS, which is pretty cool. Dad retired as a senior vice president for Wells Fargo. That's pretty cool. Dobbs does have alopecia, which is, you know, an autoimmune disease causing hair loss and all those things. Started whenever he found out he had it and started to show signs all the way back in elementary school. Talk about kids going through that, the character that you have to develop and the, you know, just kids are mean. I love kids, I love children, but like, kids are mean. And as being a teacher, you see that firsthand, and you know people that can come out the other side going through what he's been through. Character level 10. And I mean, this dude, he's got whatever it is you are looking for between the ears. He's smart as hell. Named one of the 14 smartest college football players in the NFL back in 2014. 2015 SEC Academic Honor Roll, all that stuff. Had a 2015, he did an internship at Pratt & Whitney. Worked with world leaders in design, manufacturing, aircraft engines, all kinds of stuff for the U.S. government. Like, this dude, when his NFL career is over, he's still got more to accomplish. Now, what's interesting to me, he was committed to Arizona State University. Yep, that's right. We've got so many Arizona State guys. So there's a lot of background there that they could pull from the Arizona State coaching staff, Herm Edwards, all those guys. But he swapped his commitment very late in February of 2013 to the University of Tennessee. Just awesome dude. Really, really cool dude. Fun story. been all over the NFL. You know, he's played for four NFL teams, Steelers, Titans, Cardinals, Vikings, two of those last year. He got traded twice in 1 year. That does not happen very often. But, you know, bounced around, hasn't really played a lot in his career. Just over 1,000 career snaps. Sat for several years for the Steelers, played sub for the Titans, played a lot more last year than his entire career combined, but it was with two different teams. Didn't get a lot of wins, really tough opponent, but, you know, definitely not the long-term plan at quarterback one for any team. So free agency happens this year, and he was a guest on Adam Schefter's ESPN Insiders, and this was pulled from there. Shout out to Josh. Quote, this is Joshua Dobbs talking about free agency this year. Quote, when free agency came, the opportunities that were presented, the biggest thing I wanted, as I said, was to get to a place that has a consistent front office, consistent coaching staff, and does a really good job of quarterback development, and have an opportunity to go through a full offseason in one scheme. All right, end quote. Now again, just came from the Cardinals. Shots fired. That's just what that is. I love that. That's a 100% Cardinals. Y'all don't develop quarterbacks. Your schemes are a mess. Whatever. Take that for what you will. Now, he goes on, quote, get in there in April, and even though I'm still learning, it will be learning a new offense, but it's an offense that obviously very prominent throughout the league, end quote. Very smart. And we've talked about the intelligence. One, you just look and see what Sam Darnold got. He got a one-year deal, $10 million, and has a chance to start week one for the Vikings. What did Sam Darnold do last year that says, yeah, this guy could start the NFL? I have no clue. He was terrible. Every chance he got in there. Sam Darnold is not a top 30 quarterback in the NFL. I don't care what you're looking at. Not a Sam Darnold fan, didn't enjoy his time here. He is a great one-read quarterback, but that's it. But you see, man, somebody goes through the Shanahan system, doesn't even play good in the time that he's there, gets ridiculous amount of money. So, yeah, follow those footsteps. If you have Shanahan tenure upon you, you're going to get paid somewhere. It's what it is. And Dobbs, very smartly, is playing into that, and I think that makes sense. Now, he's got his own podcast. You want to go check that out. It's called the Torch Bearers Podcast. Bearers. Torch Bearers. He's held a youth football camp back in Nashville for seven consecutive years. Does a lot in the community. And what's crazy is he's making twice as much this year as Brock Purdy will be. Twice as much. He came in as a one-year, $2.25 million deal, almost fully guaranteed, so he's not going anywhere. Brock Purdy's getting $1 million, just over $1 million. So you kind of take that. Now, the 49ers got a really cheap quarterback room. I'm just going to be really, really honest with you. You've got Purdy making $1 million. You've got Dobbs, $2.25. You've got Brandon Allen, $1.54. And then you've got an undrafted free agent in Tanner Mordecai. The 49ers currently have the second cheapest room, quarterback room, in the entire NFL. Second cheapest. $5.5 million. That's it. That's all that's going to the quarterback position. That's it. Now, you look at the only team that's cheaper than us is the Bears at $3.5 million with Caleb Williams. Rams have the fourth most expensive room. Cardinals, fifth most expensive. Seahawks, 13th. We're 31st. That's going to change after this year, obviously. But enjoy it while it lasts. Now, Brian Griese, the quarterback's coach, who I think has just been awesome, he was asked earlier this offseason what they liked about Joshua Dobbs and why they brought him in.
Josh has played a lot of football, and he's been in some really unique situations in the last couple of years where he was put under duress, both physically and mentally. He was able to go out and to play at a level that was winning football for the organizations that he was playing for. And so that kind of piques your interest to know that there's a guy like that can handle it mentally, that physically can do it, can play the position, and that is able to garner support quickly from a locker room and gain their respect and go win games in a short amount of time like that. So a veteran guy that we know can play and has come in and fit in.
He played against the Niners last year with the Arizona Cardinals. So he gets traded right before the 53-man cut down. So Arizona trades for him, like, look, we're just going to plug this dude in. So he steps in, like, right off the bat while Kyler Murray was out. Stepped in and took over that team. Did a decent job. They were very competitive. Yeah, well, not great, but, like, come on, man. This dude had 2 weeks. 2 weeks. It would start games. Then Kirk Cousins gets hurt from Minnesota after he wipes the floor with us. And then Minnesota trades for him, and he starts for them, like, after a week. Like, this dude was put in back-to-back bad situations last year. So you talk about the continuity. You heard the quote with Adam Schefter. Like, yeah, it makes sense. This dude was put in non-win situations, went out there, laid himself out on the line physically. This dude took a lot of hits, and his athleticism kind of came in clutch because he was running for his life. That's just what he was doing. Now, he had 854 snaps last season. Again, only 1,032 career snaps. 535 snaps for the Cardinals, 317 for the Vikings. And eventually, you know, the Vikings went with, you know, Nick Mullins, baby, late in that one. But it's what it is. Now, he's drafted the fourth round, 2017, Shanahan's first year. Pick 28 in the fourth round. Now, what's crazy is he was drafted the same round as 49ers, Joe Williams. Ah, ouch. That one hurts. Never took one carry. Never had one carry. How do you running back and never get one carry? He started the whole trend of terrible 49ers drafted running backs, but whatever. He's out of the NFL. He went 11 picks ahead of George Kittle and 31 picks after C.J. Beathard. Like, that is just a cool little clump of nostalgia right there. The good, the bad, and the ugly is what I want to call them. But anyway, take that for what you will. Now, he was with Pittsburgh for 3 years, 2017 to 2020. Then he was with Tennessee, Cleveland, Detroit in 2022. Didn't play for all those teams, but was with those teams. Then Arizona, Minnesota last year, 2023. Look at his career combined statistically. Joshua Dobbs only attempted 512 passes. That's it. 312 completions, 62%, not good. 2,920 yards, all right. 15 touchdowns to 13 interceptions. So you've got this baseline in the NFL. You got to have more touchdowns than interceptions, period. That's it. He's got that, which is good, but a 77.3 rating, that's terrible. His saving grace has been his movement. Like, he is a dual threat quarterback. 496 career rush yards, 6 rushing touchdowns. So you add those to his passing touchdown, that's a 21 touchdown, 13 interception rate. Now we're cooking. Like, this guy's not winning a Super Bowl, but if you have a quarterback get hurt and has to miss 3 games or 4 games, this is the Shanahan logic with backup quarterbacks. Can he, with our team and system, go in and go 500? So if Brock misses a month, can this guy go 2-2? That's all we need him to do. Go 2-2. I think that he can. I really, really do. Now, you kind of look at what he has done starting-wise. All right, that's not good. He's got 14 starts. He's 3-11. But look at the teams he's been on. Steelers, all right, those were some good ones, but he never got a start with them. So, like, that's okay. Mark that off. So you're starting for an Arizona team. They're never good. Starting for the Vikings, which were a decent team last year. But again, that dude got traded mid-season. Mid-season. So he's never really been put in a system to thrive. Now, is that going to happen here with the 49ers? I don't think so either. And I do think if we went 500, if you told me Josh Dobbs is going to start 4 games this year, and you gave me the option, you'll go 2-2 in those games. I'll sign up right now. I'm in. You tell me 1-3, then I'm like, all right, I'm not signing that. You tell me 3-1, let's go, baby. Let's go. I'll mow your grass every Saturday for the rest of the year. You know what I'm talking about? Like, so understand, he's not the best backup quarterback in the NFL. It's not like it. Whenever he goes in, we're not all going to be taking a deep, like, oh boy, here it goes. That's part of it. But He's not a bad dude, man. 3-9 last year on some really bad teams in some really bad situations. That's what it is. Now, he's the clear backup this year. Could he lose the number two job? Probably not during training camp. Brandon Allen's not going to beat him out as the number two. You know what Brandon Allen is. He's been here for, a couple years now. Tanner Mordecai, he's fighting for a practice squad. Maybe Tanner Mordecai could beat Brandon Allen. But the number one and two spot, they are clear. They are defined, and they're not going anywhere. That's Brock Purdy and Joshua Dobbs, the backup quarterback. Not a bad quarterback room. And with how cheap it is, lets you keep a lot of other studs, which I really do like. I really do like. So Joshua Dobbs, I'm glad to have him on our team. Very easy guy to root for on and off the field. Amazing human. Hopefully we don't see him too much, but glad to have him for a year. And I hope he does something to where he goes and gets another contract for, you know, that multi-whatever, just for the compensation picks. Because he's entering in his eighth season, so next year will be his ninth season. After 10 seasons, no more compensation pick formula. So I hope Josh Dobbs gets paid like Sam Darnold did, and we could chalk that up. Let's get some more comp picks in here. Not going to be upset about that one. But for us, we'll just keep counting down.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.